As part of our Central Florida Seen and Heard Vote Your Budget series, in partnership with the Oviedo Community News, we're connecting the dots between who you vote for and the real-life implications it can have on your pocketbook. Not being able to find a job is the ultimate affordability problem. And as Central Florida Public Media's elections reporter Sam Stockbridge tells us, more new college graduates across Central Florida are increasingly struggling with this issue, just as candidates in at least one Central Florida election are struggling with how to address the concerns.
Here's a question for you. The last time you were on the hunt for a new job, how many did you apply for? Seriously, take a second or two to think about it. Was it 5? 10? 50? Okay, now that you have your number in mind, does it top 198 and counting? No? Nowhere near that? Me neither. But for Anthony Zarzynski, this is reality.
It feels like a full-time job.
Zarzynski graduated from the University of Central Florida this spring with a degree in digital media, a blend of computer science and graphic design. He started applying for work in March, looking for roles around his hometown, near Jacksonville. He and other recent graduates say students are more anxious than ever about finding work.
They're changing the playing field so quickly that I think it feels very much overwhelming for graduates to keep up.
By most standards, Zarzynski is able to live pretty cheaply right now. His monthly expenses come out to less than $1,800. Like most of us, the majority of that is going to housing. He's moving out of his Orlando apartment in a few weeks, where he's paying about $800 a month in rent, and into an apartment in the Jacksonville area for about half that. He's spending another $300 a month on health and car insurance, and another $150 a month on gas. Food and other basics comes out to a frugal $120 per month.
I don't mind eating, just let's say, rice with beans.
Since graduation, Zarzynski has been working part-time for UCF, earning about $600 a month, which means he's been dipping into his savings.
As of right now, the job I am working is just barely enough to cover the basic expenses, so it's sort of a little deadline that I am working on.
Across the country, thousands of grads are facing similar challenges. A Stanford study last year found that businesses are using AI tools to overhaul or cut entry-level positions, making an already tight job market even tighter for new graduates, especially in the industries Zarzynski is looking to enter. In computer science, tools like Anthropic's Claude are making it easier than ever to quickly produce code. And in commercial design, people are using tools like Google's Gemini or OpenAI's DALL-E to create images for free based on millions of photos and illustrations. That's behind a recent report that computer science majors are having a harder time finding work than philosophy majors. Local experts are seeing those effects in Central Florida, too. At an Orange County Commission meeting in June, the Orlando Economic Partnership said job growth in Central Florida fell by about 75% between 2024 and 2025. Neil Hamilton is OEP's Senior Vice President of Research and Strategy.
I'm hearing loud and clear that, you know, particularly with the advent of AI, companies believe they can do more with less. I heard just last week from a company, as 5 people retire, they're going to try and replace those 5 jobs with 2 people and try and figure out the rest with AI.
That isn't just making it harder to find work at established businesses, Zarzynski says. It's also making it harder to be an entrepreneur, to do freelance work for some of those entities.
I've faced people saying that, hey, why do you charge so much if I can get the majority of that done with AI so much faster and for so much cheaper?
Depending on the work, Zarzynski might charge between a few hundred and a few thousand dollars. At least one potential customer made an offer that was less than 20% of his rate, citing those AI tools. Though political candidates have been talking about AI ahead of Florida's midterm elections this year, they've mostly been focused on data centers. Job displacement, the ultimate cost of living problem, has been largely absent from campaigns. But UCF political science professor Aubrey Jewett says the issue is becoming harder for politicians to ignore.
People are really starting to become aware of it, right? Again, it's not just something that you talk about mythically or in the future. I mean, it's here now and it's happening. And I do think that it's fairly bipartisan now that both Republican and Democratic politicians see this and they're concerned about it.
So we asked Florida's U.S. Senate candidates, who, if elected, would represent Central Florida, if the government should even have a role in helping people having trouble finding jobs because of the adoption of AI. The only 2 Democrats in the race agree that the government has a responsibility to help. Alex Vindman said that voluntary national public service programs like AmeriCorps, which offer stipends for volunteering on public works projects, could offer another avenue to graduates in a tight job market. Jacksonville State Representative Angie Nixon said she also wants to prioritize human workers before AI tools and is exploring policies to that effect. Senator Ashley Moody, the incumbent Republican, did not respond to requests for comment by airtime. She hasn't taken a public stance on AI job displacement, but as Florida Attorney General, and while in Congress, she's pushed to punish the creation of AI deepfake videos. Dr. Neela Taneja Perry was the only Republican who responded to our requests for comment. She said she would support grants to help professionals learn AI tools and guardrails like parental controls for children. For now, the policy playbook is still being written, Jewett says.
Well, quite frankly, I don't think anybody's got great solutions just yet.
But there are ideas. Maryland is planning a year of service pilot program to bring young people displaced by AI to industries with job shortages, like nursing and teaching. It's being funded with help from OpenAI, Anthropic, Amazon, and General Motors. Here in Central Florida, Zarzynski suggested that AI literacy become a major part of school curricula to help students understand the technology and use it ethically. He's hopeful that the widespread adoption of AI doesn't have to leave humans behind.
The system is not working. People need to afford things. If they don't have a job, they really can't do that. So hopefully it's mostly a matter of time before either someone takes care of the issues within the existing system, or the system will break on its own and someone will have to fix it then.
In the meantime, he's still looking for work, 198 applications and counting. Sam Stockbridge, Central Florida Public Media.